Hi guys, and welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. Episode is inspired by the recently concluded 10-year challenge on Facebook. You know, a lot of people have been posting pictures and videos about what life was like in 2009 and what life is for them right now. And I thought it would be a great chance to just reflect a little bit about what life was like for me in 2009 and just the things that have happened since then. And just kind of, you know, draw some lessons from those experiences and things that I'm pretty much looking forward to in the future. So I'll tell you a little bit about what I was doing in 2009. 2009, I had just recently graduated from college. I graduated in 2008, and then I spent a whole year just pretty much in voluntary service in Nigeria. We have this voluntary one-year service where we get to give back to our country, and it's called the National Youth Service Scheme. I taught high school students science, and I also supervised polio immunization in the northern part of Nigeria. And so that's what I did for 1 year, just giving back to my country. And all this happened, you know, in the northern part of Nigeria. And after the service year was over, I moved back home and started looking for a job. It was a little bit more difficult than I thought getting a job. I actually did an episode about just how difficult it was to find a job. I remember just borrowing my sister's suits and just going for all these interviews, but none of them really panned out to be anything important. So in 2009, I then decided to start studying to go back to grad school. Now I have to give a big shout out to my mom. My mom did she had to bear a whole lot because I spent a whole year just at home with her, and I really wanted more, you know. A little bit about where we lived at the time. We lived in Ogun State, and Ogun State is in Nigeria. It's in the western part of Nigeria. My dad is an academic, so we lived on a college campus, and my mom also worked on the campus. I had also gone to that university, and so I felt like, oh, I've been here for so long and I just want out, you know. It wasn't happening right away, and so that really made me very anxious, and that's something that I'm going to be telling you a little bit more about. I found it very boring just staying home, and you know, I would bug my mom every day, and I'd say, I'm tired of staying home, I'm tired of staying here, something has to change, you know. I really wanted to get out of the house. And so, you know, shout out to my mom because she did a lot to try to make me happy. She would go to work and send me credit on my phone. And it's kind of different, you know, in Nigeria, where when we want to make calls on our cell phones, we have to preload the phone line with credit. And so you're making calls off the credit that you already have on your phone. And so she would go to work and she'll send me credit. And a lot of times that would make my day, you know, because I knew that she was doing it to make me happy. And a lot of times when she would come home, I would say to her, I really want to leave. I'm tired. I really, you know, and she would say, don't worry, you know, it's going to happen. But somehow, somewhere deep down, I just knew that something had to change. And I knew that I had to do something differently to get a different outcome. And so I made a decision to start waking up at 2 a.m. every single day, except the weekend. You know, I knew that I had to work really hard because coming abroad for school, especially from a country like Nigeria, is a big deal. The currency is really low compared to the dollar. And in order to come to school in America, you'd have to spend a whole lot of money. And so it's a big financial commitment for your parents. And so I decided that I was going to try to get a scholarship because I didn't want my parents to have to shoulder so much responsibility. And so, you know, I decided that I was going to wake up at 2 a.m. every morning to study. Now, you know, I remember at that time I was so determined, and I felt like this is the way that it just has to happen. And so I would wake up at 2 a.m. every morning, and I would, you know, go to the living room, I remember, and I would just like put all my books out. You know, I started studying for the GRE exams, and I felt like the only thing stopping me from being who I really wanted to be or from furthering my education was just that GRE exam, and I was so determined to get a good score. And so I did that for a couple of months, and I took the exam, and long story short, I ended up in the United States to study. And so in the last 10 years, I pretty much moved to America in 2010, and I went to grad school and got this PhD in microbiology and molecular genetics. And that has really been the journey so far. You know, I ended up marrying my college sweetheart, which many of you are going to hear from next week, because next month is the month of love. And so he's probably going to be on the podcast talking about how we met and all this exciting stuff, you know. But yeah, that's happened in the last 10 years. And I started a podcast, you know, I never thought I would. No, here I am. And so just looking back, there's so many lessons, you know, life takes you in different directions and you just learn so many things. And I'm really grateful for the journey so far. Like the last 10 years have been nothing short of a blessing. And I'm so excited for the next 10 years because I believe that greater things will happen. And so in my heart, I just went through the things that had happened in the past and, you know, just how I've been waking up at 2, 3 a.m. since then. You know, it all started back in Nigeria when I just made up my mind that I really wanted to get out of the house. And I decided that the only way that I was going to get out was if I started waking up early enough to study. And, you know, I've been doing that all through grad school because I realized that I'm a morning person. And then if I wake up early in the morning, I can achieve a whole lot of things and get ahead a little bit before everyone else would wake up. And so the last 10 years have been nothing short of a blessing. Just in retrospect, one of the things that really struck me about just looking back is just time. You know, time is the most precious gift ever. You can't stop time. You can't fast forward it. You can slow it down. It just keeps moving, and we have to move. We have to evolve with time. You know, your time is really precious. And so we have to be careful about how we're spending our time, who we're giving our time, or who we're sharing our time with, and the things that we're doing. Are we investing in our future, or are we just wasting time? And you don't really want to, you never want to waste time, because tick tock, time keeps moving forward. And so one of the things I'm going to encourage you to do is to be mindful of how you spend your time. You know, be mindful, be intentional about the things that you do. You know, what time you're going to wake up. That's one thing that we learned growing up. My parents wanted us to wake up at a certain time every day. And, you know, even during the holidays, you know, you want to sleep till 10. And my parents are like, no, you still have to stick to this schedule. And I always used to wonder, like, why do we have to wake up at 6? You know, we'd wake up at 6 and have family worship. And then my parents would go to work. And then we would just, like, start doing our morning chores and things like that. But I realized that because time is precious, you have to be accountable for how you spend your time. Spend your time wisely. Invest in things that will bring you great reward in the future. Spend your time with people that you love. For people that you love, invest your time. Your time is the most valuable gift that you can give anyone. A lot of times people think that, oh, I'm just going to buy someone a birthday gift, something expensive. I'm not going to bother going to your wedding because I don't have time, or I'm not going to bother going to your graduation because I don't have time. I would rather send you an expensive gift. But I've come to realize that just looking back, I don't even remember some of the gifts that I've gotten from my loved ones. I don't remember a lot of the things that I've been given, but I remember the people who were present when things were happening for me. I remember the people who showed up. And so your time is something that is invaluable. It's a precious gift that you should share with people that you love. Another thing that I've really, really learned, which is number 2, is that we need to take care of our bodies. You know, take care of your body. So just going through the different pictures that people posted about, you know, their Facebook challenge, one thing that struck me was that a lot of people were conscious about how they looked physically between 2009 and 2019. And why is that? Because we all want to look good, right? Now, remember that for most people, you're not going to have the chance to get a replacement for any organs. And so your body is pretty much, that's it. That's what you have. And so take care of your body. You want to eat the right things. You want to exercise, drink lots of water, and refresh, rest, take care of your body. These are things that you want to do because you want to preserve your health, and you want to, you know, you want to do all you can, and that you have the chance to do the things that you really want to do. And so take care of your body. Okay, the third thing I'm going to say is experiences. Travel more, read more. If you can, travel more. So why do I talk about experiences? I'm going to tell you, in 2009, I had views that I thought were like the best thing in the world. Like my views are like set in stone and things like that. But I realized the reason why I was thinking so small was because I hadn't seen the world. I hadn't experienced other cultures. I hadn't met other people from different parts of the world. I hadn't seen how people live their lives in different places. But I can tell you, as soon as I began to travel, I realized that the it was more to the world than Nigeria. It was more to the world than, you know, the city where I grew up. It was more to the world than I thought. And as I began to see and experience these new things, I began to get more tolerant of people. I began to make more friends, and I began to understand different cultures now. So for instance, when I know that I cannot speak in a certain way to someone who isn't from Nigeria, because they probably wouldn't get it, you know, and I know not to get upset when someone from another part of the world says something, because for them and their tribe, that's a joke, you know. And so just traveling makes things a whole lot easier. It helps you. Now, a lot of us are not going to be able to travel. I know that. A lot of people are not going to be able to see the world because they don't have the money right now. Another way that you can travel is by reading books, all right? So you can get rich experiences. Now, I always say this, if you never want to forget an experience, write it down. And so a lot of really brilliant people have written these awesome books that have documented all the amazing things that they've seen and all the amazing places they've been to. All these things are in books. And you can read books and experience these cultures. You can on the pages of these books, you can find yourself in different continents. And so I encourage you to read a lot of books. Now, for me, I struggle because I find that I don't really have a lot of time to read a lot of literature outside my field, which is science, you know, and infectious diseases. And so one thing that I like to do is to get the audio version of books that I love. And that way I can play it in my car. I can play it when I'm waiting somewhere, you know, waiting for an appointment. I can read books by listening because I've downloaded the audio version of it. I also have books downloaded on my Kindle, and I can just read that on my cell phone. And I find that by reading, oh my goodness, my imagination is set free, and I'm able to see different places in my mind's eye that I've never even been. And so I encourage you to read more because it would help you a whole lot. All right. The fourth thing I'm going to say is worry less. In 2009, I thought that I was never going to leave Nigeria. I thought I was never going to get into grad school. I thought, oh my goodness, what is going to happen to me? What's my future going to be like? You know, so many questions that I had. My parents would always say, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. But for me, I felt, oh, just saying this to make me feel better. One thing I really realized is that worry doesn't help. By worrying, you spend so much time just fixated on the problem, but you're not even thinking about solutions. And so worry less. Try. I know it's difficult. Put your mind on the solution. My solution at the time was to start waking up early to study. And I knew that this was my way out because I really wanted a scholarship and I really wanted to study abroad. And so I decided to start waking up at 2 a.m. every morning. And if I didn't wake up at 2, I'd wake up at 3. But after I did it for a couple of weeks, it became like a habit for me. And I would wake up super early and I would study. A lot of times I would find myself just drifting off, just daydreaming or thinking about, oh my goodness, what's going to happen if I don't get this scholarship? And that's worry, you know. But as soon as I decided that I was going to put that out of my mind and I was going to give my all, you know, just to make it work, do your best and leave the rest. Don't spend time worrying. Put in the work. I don't know anyone who put in the work that didn't get the benefits of it. And so I encourage you to put in the work and put worry aside. And the very last thing I'm gonna say is moisturize, guys. Moisturize. Yes, you don't want to look shriveled. No, you don't. Don't skip on all these things that make you look fantastic. You still want to look great. Hey, so moisturize, moisturize, moisturize. All right, guys, I hope you guys have gotten a few things from just the experiences I've shared right now. Just looking at 2009 and just looking at 2019, there are things that I still want that I don't have, but I know I'm well on my way to get these things because I'm still working for them. And so never get complacent. Never get to a place where you're like, oh, I've arrived, you know, and I've gotten everything I want, because that's where you start to get really stagnated and you don't really want that. So keep aiming high. If you're trying to ace an exam and it's not working, change your study habits. Figure out what you need to do to move forward. Don't be scared of hard work. And that's one thing that my mentor in grad school always said to me. He said, hard work never killed anyone. And that's so true. Because when I would wake up so early to study, oh my God, sometimes it would be really cold. Sometimes it would be so like quiet. I'm just like, oh my goodness, like why do I have to be up at this time? And I don't know if you've noticed, but 2 a.m., 3 a.m., that's when the sleep is like, ah, so good, you know? It's always so hard to wake up at that time. But once I started doing it, I realized that, hey, I could do it. And so worry less, all right? Spend the time doing the work and you'll be just fine. Now, the reason why we reflect and we look in the past is not to boast and say that we've arrived, remember? No, it's to encourage people who find themselves stuck or people who feel like, oh my goodness, like nothing is happening for me right now, it's to encourage them. I made the decision that I wanted to study abroad in 2009. I didn't get to go to the US. I didn't get to go to grad school until fall of 2010. And so I had almost a year at home with my parents. I had almost a year just thinking and racking my brain and saying, what is going to happen next? You know, I had no idea. And so sometimes it feels like you're working towards something and you don't see any progress, or you don't feel like anything is happening or moving in the right direction. But I don't want you to feel that way. I want you to, you know, good things take time, and good things come to those who persistently and consistently work toward those things. Every single day, do something that takes you one step closer to your dreams. Do something that takes you one step closer to your goals, and you'll be just fine. Yeah, that's all I have for you guys. I started the podcast about almost a year ago, and we're coming up to the first anniversary of the podcast, and I'm so excited. And to celebrate, we're going to be giving away a Google Home Mini. Yes, it's the second Google Home Mini we're giving away, and we're giving that Google Home Mini to one of our very lovely followers on Instagram.
You are listening to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast. If you'd like to get in touch with us, please visit our website, talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com. You can also email us talesbydrozy@gmail.com. You can follow us on social media on Facebook, Tales of an African Princess in America, or on Instagram, African Princess in America. If you enjoy this podcast, please leave a rating on iTunes. Welcome back.
And we're giving that Google Home Mini to one of our very lovely followers on Instagram. So if you'd like to win, follow us on Instagram, African Princess in America. And as soon as the instructions are put forth for how to win the Google Home Mini, go ahead and do it. And I wish you good luck. All right, guys, thank you for listening and have an amazing day. Bye-bye.